According to the mayor, LA currently uses as much water today as it did 40 years ago, even though there are 1 million more residents. That would seem like good news, right? But the extent of the drought has dwarfed statewide efforts for sustaining water levels.
People are like, oh, how can you guys be wasting anything? I'm taking shorter showers, I'm shaving in the sink, you know, I've switched out my lawns.
Mark Gold from UCLA's Institute of Environment and Sustainability says LA relies too much on imported water.
89-90% of the water coming from more than 200 miles away. This is not sustainable in any way, shape, or form. So what you're hearing today is conservation is one of the most important cost-effective ways of moving forward with this new sustainability water ethic.
Kristen James with Heal the Bay says the solution is conserving groundwater and capturing rainwater.
When we do have one of these rainstorms, we need to capture that precious water before it heads out to the ocean and use this as part of our local water supply.
Angelica Gonzalez from the LA chapter of the Sierra Club says residents have to climb out of this water shortage step by step.
The thing is that people don't just have to do this when there is a drought, that it becomes more of us living with the environment always on our mind.
Garcetti urged voters to support Proposition 1, a water bond that would fund new reservoirs and efforts to convert wastewater to tap water. Californians will vote on the initiative in November. Hillary Jackson, Annenberg Radio News.